are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so the accused Fort Hood gunman, right? Remember, they wouldn't call him a terrorist. All right, apparently we have his motive, and we'll be discussing that and why he had to shoot his fellow soldiers. We also have some new information on malaria infecting mosquitoes, and what could actually help be used to catch him and kill him, all right? We also have a study saying online daters are more likely to end up in a happy marriage than those who meet the old-fashioned way. So pretty interesting stuff on today's show, but never too interesting to take your calls, your questions, and your comments. That's what drives this show. So 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We talk about online dating a lot on the show because many of you do it. Okay? Many of you are in between relationships right now. And the old way of going to a bar and picking somebody up or hoping your friends would set you up doesn't seem to be as prevalent or as easy to do. And now that we have online dating sites, it seems to be a little bit more easy to meet people. Actually, it's a lot easier to meet people. It could be kind of spooky. It could be kind of scary because you don't know who's on the other side. But still, it's a very, very common way to meet people. Even if you weren't intending to meet people, many of you are finding new lovers online. Well, they say a relationship that does meet online is 25% less likely to end in divorce or separation. All right? And they say relationships from chance encounters are 25% more likely to end. All right? So why would that be? All right? Well, is it because sometimes when we meet somebody at a bar or we look at somebody and this whole love at first sight, maybe it's more hormones? Maybe it's because we really don't know the person. So because we don't know the person and something made us, I don't know, horny, we end up starting the relationship, it gets built on the wrong premises, and then you end up not having the substantial foundation that you need. Maybe that's why, I don't know. Whereas people going online are more motivated to find a mate, they're not so much looking for sex, they're looking for a mate, maybe. I mean, I don't know, I thought people go online still trying to look to hook up. But maybe people going into these online dating websites, et cetera, they really are looking more for a relationship, all right? And maybe it's because when you meet the person, yeah, there's a picture, you know, online, but it's not like seeing them in a bar having alcohol in your system, et cetera. You know, being out with the guys saying, go up to her, she's hot. Really, she's hot? All right, I'll go up to her type of thing, okay? This is you one-on-one. You know, being intrigued and then having conversations and actually starting to have a friendship before you even date. Now, Chicago University psychologists studied almost 20,000 people who had married between 2005 and 2012, asked them a series of questions about their happiness. Just over a third said they had met their spouse online, with around half of these using internet dating and the rest using chat rooms and social networking sites. You know, the other thing, too, that I think is a reason why many people have to go to online dating is I think a lot of us have less friends, if you think about it, okay? You know, many people now, rather than, you know, after work, going out with the guys or whatever, many of us, we work long hours, we come home, I have to quickly cook dinner, et cetera. All right, get through the kids' homework, et cetera, because most of us, you know, the mom and dad work. Okay, so one will feel guilty if they go out after work and hang with the guys, right? Because they got to get home and get everything ready for the kids, et cetera. They get the kids to bed, et cetera. It's like 9, 10 o'clock. You know, if you are going to be going out and socializing, it may only happen on the weekends. So you end up socializing every day except online. You go to your Facebook, you go to your Twitter, whatever, Tumblr, I don't know all the new stuff, Instagram. So you'll add your social network, your friends that you talk to every night starts to be people that you really aren't hanging out with, like you would with a club, etc. So many of you don't really have somewhat like friends where it's like, okay, you know, I got a friend I can hook you up with. Okay? We'll all go to the movies, etc. That's not happening today like it used to. So many of you just one-on-one are finding your mates, which actually may be better because you don't have the pressure of your friends and family saying, go out with them, go out with them, okay, because they don't know them. Usually somebody your mom likes usually doesn't seem to be the best date type of thing. So moms and their sons seem to be going, have different ideas of what type of woman the boy should have, right? I know my boys are going to want a hoochie mama, and I'm going to want a girl that's kind of, you know, plain Jane, you know, very kind of, you know, academic, nobody who I would think would cheat on him later or break his heart type of thing. So if I'm like, here, you know, go out with Mary Lou, and they'll be like, no, I don't want Mary Lou. I want this hoochie mama over here, Natasha. And I'd be like, oh, okay, well, you know, all right, but she looks like your mama. So anyway, I think a lot of us, now, what is a little dangerous about that is we do have less friends. I mean, you know, I even caught myself, you know, some of my patients found me on, I don't become Facebook friends with my patients, but many people have found me through the show, ended up becoming Facebook buddies, end up saying, look, I'm switching my doctor, I'm going to come see you. So when I say see in 2 weeks, they're like, well, no, I'll be talking to you tonight on Facebook. Now, I don't really talk to people on Facebook. I don't really do the chats, but I am on my Twitter. I am on my Facebook. That's interesting. I mean, you end up having relationships with people you never thought you'd be having relationships with. It's kind of cool. So, you know, good for you guys to do online dating. Looks like it's working for you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, when we come back, I want to talk about the accused four-hook gunman, what his excuse was on why he had to murder his co-soldiers. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Survivalists, for you, being prepared is more than just a precaution. It's a way of life. And now it's time to gear up at the Prepare to Endure Expo. Coming to the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California, Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. Together with the Wounded Heroes Fund and 511 Tacticals, listen to nationally known speakers like Tim Ralston from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers and the survival mom, Lisa Bedford. Take a survival class and learn skills that can save a life and last forever. Check out the latest and greatest products at the Longevity booth and shop for deeply discounted survival gear and preparedness items from over 60 vendors. Visit preparetoendure.com. Active military and kids 16 and under are free, and your ticket is good for both days. If you and your family attend one event this year, this should be it. Survival favors the prepared, and the Prepare to Endure Expo will entertain and educate everyone in your family. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th at the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. preparetoendure.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don. Work on the dials. All right. So, the Army psychiatrist accused of gunning down Fort Hood soldiers a few years back, waiting to deploy to Afghanistan, said today that his defense would show that he was compelled to do so because the soldiers posed an imminent danger to Taliban fighters. Now, this was Major Nidal Hassan's defense. Now, the military judge responded that his defense of other strategies would be thrown out if he didn't provide supporting evidence. Hassan is now 42 years old. He will represent himself in his upcoming court martial. The quote-unquote defense of others' defense the American-born Muslim said he would rely on requires him to prove the killings were necessary to protect others from immediate danger or death. Can you believe that? So if let's say this was World War II and our soldiers were getting ready to deploy and one of the soldiers did not want Nazis to die, is that what this defense does? It allows you to go and shoot up your comrades? I guess the court martial had been scheduled to start with jury selection Wednesday, and on Monday, Hassan requested a three-month delay to give him more time to prepare his defense. Didn't this happen years ago, like 2009? The military judge, Colonel Tara Osborne, was to rule, I guess, tomorrow on his trial to Clay request. She said jury selection would now start no earlier than Monday. He does face the death penalty or life without parole if convicted of 13 counts of premeditated murder and 32 counts of attempted premeditated murder in the 2009 attack that happened at the Army Post in Texas. Huh. All right. Apparently, he said Taliban leader Mullah Omar and leadership of the Taliban in general were in immediate danger from American troops on the Texas Army Post because the U.S. had attacked and continued to attack the Taliban. Which side are you on, buddy? The judge quickly interrupted him a day after telling him that he could not make speeches or try to testify when questioning the witnesses. Military law experts not involved in the case say they think that the judge will not allow Hassan to present that defense. That's crazy. They say a defense of other strategy is not going to work when you're at war and the others are enemies of the United States. And what makes it more egregious, they say, is that he targeted medical personnel whose primary purpose was to heal and not to kill. This is some crazy stuff. I mean, yes, he does have a right to a defense. He does have a right to a fair trial. But it blows my mind that some of these defenses even exist. There should be absolutely no reason why you should, on friendly territory, turn around and shoot your soldier comrades. I don't see how there's any defense he could take advantage of. That makes no sense whatsoever. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Today, a judge has accepted James Holmes' insanity plea in the Aurora, Colorado shootings. A judge presiding over the case of James Holmes, who was accused of the mass shooting in a Colorado movie theater in July during the Dark Knight screening. He is accused of killing 12 people, injuring 70. They are saying that they are going to allow his not guilty plea by reason of insanity. The Denver Post reports that Holmes was presented with a stack of papers that advised him about the possible effects and consequences of an insanity plea. When the judge asked if he had any questions, he said no. Doesn't seem insane to me. He's able to answer questions. He's able to get to court, right? He's able to, he's insane because he shot people, allegedly. All right? Whether that makes him not guilty is ridiculous. I really don't understand our court system. I really don't understand laws. All right? So, if you're going to say you were insane and you are not guilty of shooting people, even though they died at your hands, how is that a not guilty? I guess you're not guilty if your mind was elsewhere. Anybody who would kill somebody, to me, right, on purpose, right, to me, would be insane. Okay? If Jodi Arias, who has been found guilty of stabbing her boyfriend in the shower, okay, all right, could do something like that, to me, that's an act of insanity. Okay? Somebody causing the death of another human being, not in self-defense, acted not without any sanity. Because sane people don't kill other people. So I would really like to understand how you could then be technically not guilty, but by reason of insanity. And I guess that protects them from the death penalty, from what I understand. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Now, IRS hearings are still going on, and we are hearing certain conservative groups explain how, for years, the IRS scuttled around giving them nonprofit status. We heard testimony by Sue Martinek, president of the Coalition for Life of Iowa. She had explained to the House Ways and Means Committee that a pro-life group is a grassroots low-budget public charity founded in 2004 to provide prayer, education, and related activities about the sanctity of life from conception to death. All right, throughout the history, they say, we have organized and sponsored educational forums and engaged in peaceful prayer activities. When they tried to seek nonprofit status, they said the IRS started to question their educational activities, their potential political activities, prayer groups, signage, etc. they made the pro-life group commit to not protesting against Planned Parenthood. From what we understand, in June of 2009, an IRS agent had told her verbally that they needed to send a letter with the entire board signature stating that under penalty of perjury, we would not picket, protest, or organize groups to picket protest outside of Planned Parenthood. Upon receiving such a letter, she indicated that the IRS would allow the application to go through. You can't do that. You can't prevent a person's right to freedom of speech. All right? You can't do that as an IRS agent. This is some of the stuff that we're hearing in testimony that the IRS committed. And again, I still don't understand this lovey-dovey relationship between Planned Parenthood and the government. I have never seen a government so involved in an organization such as this. This kind of blows my mind. I don't understand why we don't have a Planned Parenthood type of organization that does still provide female care, etc., that does get some government grants, that doesn't do abortions. Why can't we just have a health clinic? Just a regular health clinic. Why does Planned Parenthood have to have the abortion aspect to it? But if they want to have the abortion aspect to it, then that's their personal business. Why does it have to involve the government? And why do they need IRS protection from other groups? And why do they need to use and wield the IRS to prevent other groups from protesting them? I'm very confused. This relationship with Planned Parenthood and the government really makes me scratch my head. Right? When there was an issue with Komen for the Cure, and Komen for the Cure, which does phenomenal things for breast cancer, when apparently they decided to pull their funding from Planned Parenthood, they have a right to, we're in the middle of the recession, okay, they have certain funds. If they want to put it to a clinic that just performs pap smears or performs teenage abstinence training or whatever, or mammogram mobiles, Komen for the Cure has a right to. But when they decided to pull the funding from Planned Parenthood got Congress involved. Am I missing something? Are there certain organizations that have the government basically in their back pocket? I don't know. I don't get this. I don't understand that. And Komen for the Cure was ridiculed and criticized and slandered up and down the news media. And they're a charity, for crying out loud. You know, no matter how you feel on abortion or how you feel on what Planned Parenthood does, whether you think they're good or whether you think they aren't, okay, you still have to kind of notice that Planned Parenthood really has the government by their side. And how do all of us organizations get that? I mean, I work for Fast for Kids. I don't work for them, but I help raise money for Fast for Kids. That would be really, really nice to have Fast for Kids get the same attention and the same protection from the government. Gosh, Congress loves Planned Parenthood. How do you get that love? 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
insult. A natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please go to our Facebook page at the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a lot of stuff we had talked about today. We had talked about how sunscreen could actually prevent aging. And we knew that sun exposure could cause aging. So we had talked about in the previous hour how a study had shown that people who put SPF 15 sunscreen on their face day after day at the 4.5-year mark show no skin changes or signs of aging, wrinkles, etc. Blows your mind. So a lot of stories that we talked about earlier in the show. Make sure to go to our podcast. You can do that by going to my website, finding shows and clips, and link it up to the podcast there, or go to the GCN Live website. All right, so this study had come out saying 1 in 5 people are still struggling to pay medical bills, but they say this is an improvement from last year. They said 20.3% of people age under 65 are in families that had trouble paying a medical bill during the first half of 2012. That is down 21.7% in the first half of 2011. So the numbers, they say, are important as the U.S. moves through health care reform, because Obamacare is designed to get more people covered by health insurance and take away some of the burdens for paying for health care, which was, I don't even see how that even happened, because our rates and out-of-pocket are ridiculous. I didn't have medical bills until the last couple years, right? Because now I have huge deductibles, but that's neither here nor there. All right? Robin Cohen and colleagues looked at data from large national surveys for their report. They said people 65 and older are excluded because they all have the right to coverage by Medicare. But a full quarter of those who had public health insurance, such as Medicare or Medicaid, struggled with medical bills, the survey found. In the first 6 months of 2012, among people under age 65, 36.3% of those who were uninsured, 14% had private coverage, 25.6% of those who had public coverage were in families having problems paying medical bills. They also found that people having cancer raises risk of bankruptcy, even if they have insurance. All right, so 20% of us are struggling to pay medical bills. Now, being a physician and owning my office, the one thing I've noticed in the last year or two is more people filing bankruptcy and being able to then wipe out the medical bills. So you wonder, are there less people paying medical bills now because they already filed for bankruptcy? Okay, I could probably agree that less people are struggling to pay medical bills because I've noticed so many more bankruptcy filings. And with the bankruptcy filings, it wipes out the medical bills. So be very careful when you, you know, read these stories. Okay? Now, if some of you go, no, Dr. Dahlia, my insurance is covering more out of pocket. My insurance is covering more. My deductible went down. Then great. I hope that happens. I mean, you know, listen, even though I'm a conservative, I still want Obamacare to, even though it can't work, but in my heart, you want something like Obamacare to work because you want people getting insurance. You want people's deductibles going down. You want their health insurance cheaper and you want to save lives. But since the way Obamacare was written, there's no way it can work. It's a moot point. All right. So 1 in 5 struggling to pay medical bills. So what should you do? If you're in this 20-some percent, which I do think is a lot larger, I think this study has grossly mislooked at it. I mean, you know, if somebody asks me, am I struggling to pay medical bills? I actually am, but I probably won't say I am. All right? I'm managing some of my medical costs. I had a surgery. The insurance changed to an enormous deductible after Obamacare. So I have a $2,500 bill I'm trying to pay in payments. So I'm not saying I'm struggling. It is a financial struggle, which is why I have to make these bitty payments to make it work. All right. So you got to be careful again with these studies. But I think a lot of us have medical bills that we're just, and I see the bills that our office pays people, sends people. These people have huge deductibles. We basically see them for free. Hopefully they pay towards that deductible to pay us. Many people are giving us $5 checks, $10 checks, whatever they could do. And we're patient. I mean, you know, if it gets to the point when we're going to go out of business, I'll tell them, look, we're going out of business. We need people to pay. But I think a lot more people are struggling. So what do you do, okay, if you're struggling with medical bills? Well, first and foremost, always know that there are ways to negotiate in terms of payment plans, all right? You know, many companies do understand that many companies, hospitals, doctors' offices, they understand that Obamacare stinks, okay? They understand that. The only problem is they need to still financially survive. And you not paying because of Obamacare and that issue, you know, you could only get X amount of sympathy from us. Then it's like, well, look, we still got to pay our own bills. We're no good to any patient if we aren't able to pay our own bills. So offering, showing some sort of intent that you want to pay something towards your balance is still better than nothing. Coming up with some sort of a plan is still better than you saying, I'm just not paying it. You know, I talked to you about how one of my family members showed me all his bills a few years back. This was before the recession. And, you know, he had it in the list of what he was going to pay first. Power bill he was going to pay first, car payment, because he didn't want to lose the car so he could work. And his doctor bills were all at the bottom of the list. And I go, why would the doctor bills be at the bottom? He goes, well, doctors will always write stuff off. So even if your final bill is $200, I could probably get away with only paying them $100, $150. And I'm like, but, you know, what if that makes the doctor mad? You know, don't you want a doctor that likes you and wants to see you as a patient? He's like, look, they're the only ones who are going to write off amounts and work with you. The power bill company will not work with you. The car company will not work with you. And, you know, it kind of ticks me off that everybody says doctors are the bad guys. You know, he's right. Doctors are the only people or the hospitals that sit there and work with you on your bill. I don't think I can negotiate with the power company to let me just pay $5 a month and still keep the power going. No. Yet we doctors will still continually give our services for free. Oh, doctors make enough money. They're not anymore. And your friendly neighborhood doctor is leaving town. Okay, Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, I don't even think had a doctor in there. Okay, you can't afford, right, to not be getting paid. So I would urge you immediately when you start getting a bill, contact the doctor. Contact the doctor's office and say, look, this is where we're at financially. I want to make payments. All right, but this is what I could do. And also, so you don't tick the doctor off, let them know you're having some financial issues. Maybe the doctor won't run $1,000 worth of blood work. Okay? All right, because again, I we want you getting the best care, but maybe we could hold off screening you for vitamin D if it's not as life-threatening, and we'll concentrate more on your diabetes. Okay? You know, maybe we'll I don't know what I would really cut back because I really don't order anything superfluous. You know, here's for an example, okay? One of you thinks you have a gluten allergy, so you want to cut back on gluten. Okay? Now, there's a couple ways we could do this. Well, if you think you have a gluten allergy because you're having abdominal issues, you should go and see a GI doctor. GI doctor may do a colonoscopy. I could run some blood work for celiac disease. That could be expensive. Well, maybe you may want to try just cutting back on the gluten. If that solves all your problems, that just saves you some money. Now, as a doctor, I want to diagnose. I don't want people just, you know, taking matters into their own hands because you could still have an inflammatory bowel disease or something. But, you know, sometimes we could put costs off. You see? Alright, it's a tough one. Alright, and the other thing too is pick the right insurance plan. If your health insurance plan is costing you $700 a month and you have a $2,500 deductible, or you could pay $800 a month and only have a $500 deductible, and you have a lot of medical issues coming up, you may want to pick the smaller deductible. Yeah. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-7.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Myra wants to know, what is the fastest way to lose weight for the summer? Now, we talked about weight loss yesterday and how sometimes abrupt weight loss could cause gallstones. As far as I'm concerned, the summer is here. I understand the summer, I guess, isn't officially here until third week of June. But where I live in Las Vegas, we already are having 100-some temperatures. So how to lose weight quickly? Well, with most diets, we always tell you to drink a lot of water. And one of the reasons why we tell you to drink a lot of water is it actually helps you lose water weight. When your body doesn't feel deprived of water, then you end up, getting the amount of water that your body needs and then urinating it out. As long as you don't have a heart issue, a pulmonary issue, a kidney issue, etc. So if you ever notice some of these quick starts to some of these diets, it's always making sure you have plenty of water. The next thing is you need to cut down your portion sizes pretty significantly. I don't want anything drastic, but many of you, your portion sizes are off. Now, some of you say, Dahlia, I only have a granola bar for the morning. I maybe grab a quick small burger for lunch, but my only big meal is dinner. I hardly eat all day. Well, that's got to change. Okay, you have to eat throughout the day. That's why many of these diets that are out there, you know, you end up eating seven, eight meals a day. And like, this is ridiculous. I feel like I'm always eating something. Well, the reason why is if you do graze sometimes, right, every couple hours, it hopefully prevents you from having that big, huge dinner. The problem is many people still go back to their old ways having that big, huge, monstrous dinner. So now they basically just took in most of the calories throughout the day. All right. One of the reasons why I like Weight Watchers, and they aren't a sponsor. I don't have anything to do with Weight Watchers. It's just I just notice it to be the most effective is because they usually have some sort of a quick start where you notice your weight start to go down. So it really helps you feel like it's working. But what I really like about them is they incorporate healthy food and they do that point system. So you could have all the vegetables you want throughout the day. You could nibble on celery all day long if you want. Because I don't even think there's any points for celery. If there is, it's just like one. All right? But if you're nibbling on cheese, if you're nibbling on old hot dog or whatever, or a slice of pizza, there's certain points that get attributed to that. They figure out how much points you're allowed to have, and so you need to watch and make sure you don't go over. But portion sizes are so important. And like the plates we got at Target, they're huge. They're big, beautiful plates. But we kind of, when we use bigger plates, we feel like loading up the whole plate. You can't be doing that. Okay? You know, you should really be probably eating your dinner on a saucer-sized plate. That's what they did back in Jesus' times. Now, if you look at the Last Supper, all right, their bowls, their plates were kind of small. But, you know, nowadays, we have these big, huge foot-by-foot pile high, right? And no wonder we're gaining weight. So to lose weight quickly, you got to eat less. But you got to be very careful. Because if you drastically do weight loss, or if you drastically diet or cut back, your body may go into that hibernation mode that we used to talk about in high school, where your body will think that it needs to prep for the winter, and it's going to start to slow down metabolism. So while you're cutting back what you're eating, you need to make sure you're feeding the body, which is why I like every couple hours eating a piece of celery or something. This way your body doesn't feel like it's starving. Once your body feels like it's starving, the metabolism will clamp up. Then you also got to exercise. When you exercise, you get your muscles moving and you build up muscle mass. The exercise then ends up increasing the metabolism. So you got to exercise. Now, some of you will say, Dahlia, no, no, no. I've been exercising for a whole week. I've been dieting for a whole week. I haven't lost a pound. Well, you may not, okay? It may take weeks before you notice something. But then when those weeks go by, people are like, wow, I saw something. And it's usually people that haven't seen you for a while that notice it. Your family members may not see it. You may not see it. Maybe some of your clothes may feel a little loose, okay? You can't really drop that much weight in a couple weeks. One of you had asked me yesterday about the human growth hormone, not the human growth hormone, the HCG. To lose weight rapidly. The reason why you lose weight rapidly with that one is they give you a hormone, right? Somewhere the pregnancy hormone. And they have you cut your calories down to 500 calories a day. Well, yeah, you will drop weight fast. But I've had patients lose their hair. I've had patients start having continuous menses, right? Where their period just goes nonstop. You know, sometimes that big abrupt change stinks. So if you want to lose weight for the summer, you really got to start doing it after Christmas, okay? But if you want to lose weight pretty quickly, all right, start going to vegetables throughout the day, okay? Cut back on your meat, cut back on your carbs, make sure you're drinking plenty of fluid. Maybe drink, again, as long as your heart and kidneys are healthy, drink a glass of water before you even start eating. So then 20 minutes later when you start your meal, you end up being more full. All right? 1-877-DOCTORDALI. Great question. You could always email us at drdahlia.com. All right, so malaria. How to fight malaria? Well, scientists think they could fight malaria using the stench of our smelly feet. They say that researchers found mosquitoes infected with malaria were more attracted to human odors from a dirty sock than those who didn't carry malaria. Insects carrying malaria parasites were 3 times more likely to be drawn to stinky, sweaty sockies. So, Now they can maybe create traps. All right. Now, I'm sure these are going to be more expensive than just taking off a used sock and throwing it in there. But smelly feet do have a use, according to Dr. James Logan, who headed the research at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. Every time we identify a new part of how the malaria mosquito interacts with us, we're one step closer, they say, to controlling it better. The sock findings were published last month in the journal Plus One. Yes, I guess somebody smelled the socks. They had to have. Usually it's the assistant that gets that job. Malaria kills more than 600,000 people every year, and they're drawn to human odors. So we've talked about insect repellents and insect sprays. Even use lice spray on the clothes, as well as the insect repellent. We get really good results, close to 100%, phenomenal type of stuff. All right, but if you're stinky, you know, you may not want to. But the problem is, you may think your feet smell okay. They could still smell that. So for them to be able to figure out what can make these malaria-infected mosquitoes tick is pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say more and more men are taking testosterone, but they aren't sure if risks are increasing or if people understand the potential risks. Now, I got to tell you, I am seeing a decrease in people taking testosterone because of Obamacare. We've noticed many insurance companies are not covering that anymore like they did a year ago. And so, because again, if it's not life-threatening and they don't have to spend the money on it, they won't. But back in 2011, I think was probably one of the highest levels of testosterone therapy. And they noticed that too. They found 10 million men age 40 or older. The use of testosterone therapy was 3 times higher in 2011 than 2001. And they noted 2.29% of men in their 40s and 3.75% of men in their 60s were taking some form of testosterone. Now, I do urge that people have their prostates checked. It could also cause liver issues. It could cause male breast growth. It could increase male pattern baldness, could cause blood clots, could cause congestive heart failure, could cause prostates to grow, worsening urinary symptoms. So even though I think monitoring a man's testosterone and offering supplements is a very helpful thing for our men, it's not without risks. All right, guys, cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. Please be safe and God bless.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door weak points, comes in 3 colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled EZARMOR.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60.
Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.